You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
We saw in our meditation passage yesterday from Ezekiel 37 that we who were dry bones were made flesh and were given the breath of the Spirit. And so we want to live as men and women who have the power of the Spirit fully at work in us. Today's passage tells us how. Our meditation passage today is from the first letter of Peter, chapter 5, verses 6 to 11. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you. Cast all your anxieties on him, for he cares about you. Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experience of suffering is required of your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, establish, and strengthen you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. The first few verses here give us practical ways of how we are to live this life filled with the Spirit, pursuing a call of holiness, to be holy as our Father is holy. But it also brings to light a deep truth about the unity of the body of Christ, the Church. When one person suffers, we all suffer. And we suffer the same experience of suffering. We draw strength from being united as a church, both in suffering and in celebration. Christ says in John chapter 15, "If the world hates you and persecutes you, they did it to me first. But I have chosen you to be different from the world. You do not belong to the world, and so they will hate you." This suffering that Christ talks about is part of the joy of discipleship. The suffering and the consequent joy is only found in being united with Christ and with his church. The joy of following the Master, to deny ourselves, take up our cross, our suffering, and follow him. We suffer in our human bodies, but our heart rejoices in the Lord. We know his promise of eternal life awaits us. So let us live as imitators of Christ, that we may be joined to him and to his body, the Church, in suffering, in rejoicing, and for all eternity. Amen.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.